This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill.
The 2002 movie Minority Report has been remade into a television show, which will premiere later this month on Fox. Along with the return of the precogs, the show will also have the futuristic tech that made the original so fun. Max Borenstein is one of the show's writers and executive producers.
When Spielberg made the film, he convened a panel of world experts in every field of science and the social sciences. They gave him the seeds of technologies that have now come in many ways to fruition. So gestural interfaces on screens, targeted advertising. There are those wonderful scenes in the film where Tom Cruise is walking through a mall and billboard talks to him and asks him how that pair of underwear is working out and if he's ready for a new one. And so we convened a similar panel of experts and ask, you know, what can we expect and also what would you like to see? And we've really tried to build the world from that.
And any spoilers about that sort of technological future that you guys have developed?
One thing we've dealt with a lot is public transportation. We look back at a system that was actually being developed in the 60s in France, essentially these like little buses that were on tracks that would stop at small little stops along the suburbs, and then they would join together en route into larger trains. And we asked ourselves, well, that seems really cool, especially now with driverless vehicles that don't have to be on tracks. And so in this future Washington, D.C., there's this really elaborate and very cool public transit system that people can get on smaller little buses that then en route while moving at speeds upwards of 100 miles per hour will dock and reform into larger trains and split off. And we have fun sort of next-gen selfie drones and things that fly up off people's wrists. And
so selfies still exist in the future.
Yes, manufactured by Narcissus, Inc.
And what's it like for you personally to spend this much time thinking deeply about technology and our future? Are you optimistic about our future now? Pessimistic?
The thing that I think is so great about the vision of the future in Minority Report is that it doesn't posit a dystopia. It's a world that is very grounded and lived in, and it has all the same problems, but also humor and lightness and humanity within that. And it's the way I guess I tend to look at the future and at the world.
Max Borenstein is the executive producer of The Minority Report. The television show premieres September 21st on Fox. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.